shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Last week we were talking about identity theft. Touch somebody this morning and say, "I need to see some ID." I mean, you know, no matter where you go in the world, no matter what you buy, what kind of contract you do, if you do a mortgage, if you open up a bank account, and if you travel and cross country lines, national lines around the globe, people are going to ask you for something. They're going to ask you for an ID. They say, "I need to see some ID, please. Let me see your passport, please. Let me see your driver's license, please." And it's getting more and more that way everywhere we go. We told you last week, go down to vote. They ask you for an ID to vote. Want to make sure you are who you say you are before you check that line. Who are you voting for? Amen. I mean, we have to be identified. Come on, amen. And sometimes what's coming out of our mouth and how you're behaving ain't lining up with who you say you are. Because there's some identity theft going on in the body of Christ. Now, I talked about that commercial last week. You got the big old biker man wearing all the leather and all the chains and the earrings and his eyebrow and tattoos everywhere. And he's sitting on the motorcycle and he looking in the camera and he goes, "Look what my daddy got me for my birthday." His voice ain't lining up with his look, is it? Come on. That's how it is at church sometimes. Some of our voices ain't lining up with our look. We out there saying something that we ain't. Amen. So pastor's already beating us up. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. "And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer." In other words, he ain't here no more in the flesh. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for entrance into men and women's hearts this morning. Lord, I thank you, God, for the anointing of God, Lord, in this house. Lord, give me the access, God, to walk down the corridors of the hearts of those in this place this morning to bring truth and revelation, God, that will set us free and break the yoke of bondage off of our thinking, God. And Lord, take us to a level of freedom and liberty that we've never known before. Lord, I thank you for revealed truth. Lord, for a truth, God, that cleans out the darkness of our heart, God, and the hidden places and the secret places. God, where we've been entrapped and enslaved and wrong ways of thinking, God, and cycles of dysfunction, Lord. I break those cycles this morning in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that your people do not live in an identity crisis. I declare that in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, can I just say this to you this morning? God has desires. God has desires. So what are you talking about, Pastor? Well, just like you have desires, God has desires. And God desires a few things. And one of the things that God desires is that you live a victorious life. Come on, somebody. The desire of God's heart is that you live a victorious life, a life of victory. And in order to live that life of victory, it's crucial for us to understand one thing. We have to know who we are. Otherwise, we become victims instead of victorious. I don't know about you, but I've been a victim. It's not pleasant. Does anybody in here enjoy being a victim? Come on, we like to be victorious, don't we? We like to win. We want to be winners and overcomers, isn't that right? So how many of you recognize this morning that you cannot claim your inheritance as a believer if you don't know who you are? Otherwise, your inheritance is just sitting out there. You can't lay hold of it. You can't walk into the office and sit down with the attorney and claim your inheritance if you don't have the proper identification, if you don't know who you are. There's a lot of people that think they're somebody and they are not. And we know that, don't we? We see that everywhere in the world today. You know, I was just thinking about Whitney Houston this morning. Y'all know Whitney Houston died yesterday. Man, just a beautiful, beautiful singer. Done amazing things. Academy Award winner, Grammy Award winner. Sold millions and millions and millions and millions of albums. And I think her life was in so much turmoil. Just up and down. Her marriage and is on the rocks and always searching but never finding. A life of success but a life of no significance. And she just always was like on the border of believing. You know, I pray she's with the Lord. You know, one of the last songs that she performed was Jesus Loves Me. It actually was the last song that she actually recorded. But that's just something when you think about that. Living in an identity crisis. 48 years old. Amen. Somebody say, I got an inheritance. If you're here this morning and you were raised in church, then what you heard growing up in the church was basically two things. How do you get saved and how do you go to heaven? That's what I learned. I went to kids' church every Sunday morning. And that's what we learned. We learned how to get saved and we learned how to go to heaven. And sometimes I got saved every week. And when I was in youth group, when I was up to no good, when Wednesday night come around, I went to youth group. All week long, I was thinking about the little girl that I wanted to date. But when Wednesday night come, I thought about how much I let Jesus down, I'd get saved again. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Because that's all we knew. You got to get saved. And sometimes you get saved way more than once. Amen? At least if you was brought up the way I was brought up. No reflection on mom and dad, but the church I went to, that's what we did. We recommitted our life every week. Every time we messed up, we recommitted. We went back again and recommitted. I was a professional at recommitting. Come on, amen. Woo! We used to sing the songs in the church on a hill far away. Remember that? On a hill far away. And the other one, when we all get to heaven. Did we do that here? When we all get to heaven. And on the other side of the river, down by the riverside. Y'all remember that? Or when we get over yonder. Yonder. I like that word. Just say that with me. Yonder. Yonder. Where is that? I have no idea. Over yonder somewhere. Woo! Yonder. We should say, I got a mansion just over the hilltop. And I'm going to walk on streets of gold one day. Now, all that's wonderful and all that's true. But how many recognize we just didn't have anything while we was here? It was all over yonder. It was all over the hill. It was all down by the river. It was the mansions laying ahead. How many know God's got something for you right here? Amen. Come on, amen. In fact, a lot of times we were taught not to expect anything here but a lot of suffering and a lot of hardship and a lot of pain and a lot of turmoil because everything else was over yonder. All the good stuff was over yonder. Touch somebody and say, it's over yonder. Does anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Did anybody go to that church? Amen. And the pastor would preach on backsliding because that's what we practiced every week. You know, we come to church and got saved and recommitted every week, but we were, you know, we'd backslide through the week. So they preach on backsliding every week. And every few weeks we'd have to recommit to the Lord and get ourselves straightened out, and that's how it was. I didn't know the difference. I thought every time I did something wrong that I needed to get saved again. I thought every time that I messed up that I needed to come to the altar and ask Jesus in my heart. And pretty soon, because of that line of thinking, I just felt like I was such a great disappointment to God. He must be getting really tired of me coming to the altar and asking him to come in my heart every week. Why even bother? Why keep trying? Because how many know if you do something wrong, God's just going to mash you up and let your dog get killed and break all your toys? I mean, come on, didn't we believe that? We always felt like when we sinned, we'd look over our shoulder to see if God was going to get us. Amen? How do you know God's not giving you the finger? He's not trying to mash you in the dirt. Come on, amen? How many of you ever been a part of a church where you think the people there would really like to see you go to hell, but just in case you want to get saved, you can go to heaven? I've been to some churches like that. You know, you walk in and you think, man, they want me to go to hell. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And because of that, you know, a lot of stuff that I had to deal with as a teenager, I was just intimidated by God. I was very intimidated by God. I was afraid to go and pray, and when I messed up, I felt like I needed to be saved over and over and over again, and I'd have to start back at square one and start over. And I constantly lived with this sense of failure that I just kept failing God, and that my life stayed in a mess, and I was a failure. And no matter how hard I tried to be a Christian, I couldn't do it because I was such a failure at it. Amen. Because I really couldn't be the kind of Christian that I felt like God wanted me to be. And then one day after I really got saved, when I was in jail and I ended up going to a place called the Regeneration Center in West Palm Beach, I shared a little bit of this with you last week. This guy, Bible Bob, comes in to teach a class one day, and he's kind of, I don't know, there's a hard word, there's a lot of technical terms for what he is, but he's got a brilliant mind. He had the whole New Testament committed to memory and the English and the Greek. He was working on the Old Testament, and I mean, he could photographic memory, knew scripture, knew everything, you know, that he studied. He was in there. And he came in and he began to teach this thing on in Christ. I'd never heard it before, what it meant to be in Christ. And I knew what it meant to be in trouble. I knew what it meant to be cool. I knew what it meant to be in the in crowd. I knew what it meant to be in church. But I never understood what it meant to be in Christ. And listen, folks, when we don't understand what our real identity is in Christ, then what happens is we're struggling to live the Christian life. Our Christian walk becomes a constant struggle. How many of that's where most of the people in the body of Christ live? They struggle to be Christians. They struggle to stay saved. That's why people fall out of church, because they give up. They can't stay in the struggle. They can't stay in the fight. Amen? But how many know that living the Christian life is not hard? It's impossible. How many know you can't do it? That's why God gave us Jesus. If it was left up to us to be a Christian, none of us would make it. It's impossible for you to try to be a Christian. And I told you last week, you can't become something that you already are. Once you're your daddy's child, you're your daddy's child. God does not disown his children. Matter of fact, he's very long-suffering and very patient with them. And thank God for patience, or I wouldn't be here with you today. He's got a lot more patience than anybody I know. Amen. You can't live the Christian life in your own power. You can't become something that you already are. One translation says it this way: I've been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but it's Christ that lives in me. I'm alive because Christ is in me. Because when I don't know what my identity is, then anybody can put an identity on me. Anybody can shape me or mold me into what they think that I ought to be. And lots of times we're living up to what everybody else thinks we are and whatever image everybody else thinks that they want to give us, rather than what Jesus has identified us to be. You know, one of the biggest problems in America today, and we talked about this a little bit last week, is identity theft. I told you I was dealing with that. Somebody steals your identity and tries to take all your money and take your whole life away. And I understand what that's like in the natural realm, because Kim and I are dealing with that right now. And it's a kind of a weird thing to have somebody else doing your taxes for you. You know? That's a very strange feeling. Amen? But what's worse is not only have we had an identity theft take place in the natural, but we've had an identity theft take place in the body of Christ. We got a lot of people that claim to be Christians, but they just don't know who they are. There's a tremendous identity crisis that takes place on a regular basis within the four walls of churches all across this nation and all around this world. Amen? Because a lot of times we just believe a lie and we become duped into listening to that little voice that sits on our shoulder rather than listening to the word of God that God has given us to live by. Come on, how many of you found out and understand that Satan doesn't accuse you to God anymore? That's an Old Testament thing. Satan is not running up to heaven and standing before God and accusing you. His access was cut off when Jesus said it was finished and the veil was rent and torn. He doesn't have access to God anymore. He's not going up there talking bad about you to God. God don't, he have no time for him anymore. So what does he do? He accuses you to you. He spends all of his time right there on your shoulder telling you how you ain't going to make it and you ain't good enough and you'll never get there. And it doesn't matter how hard you try and you can't make it in this Christian thing. And he works on you and he works you down and he manipulates you and lies to you until he gets you to the place of self-deception. And before you know it, you're in the midst of an identity crisis and don't know who you are. Because he's a liar. Come on, amen. Come on, somebody. He's right there. You told that lie. You stretch that truth. You know what you did. You good for nothing. God does not approve of you. And because you know you did wrong, you feel the guilt that's associated with that statement. You go, you're right, devil. God doesn't approve of me. I mean, that's the lie. That little voice that keeps reminding you of everything that you've ever done wrong. And the reason why God doesn't bless you like he blesses the other people in the church. And if you want, and the reason why things don't go your way. And how come you don't have the favor of God overtaking your life. Come on, if you listen to that little voice, it's going to tear you to pieces. And if you don't listen to that little voice, God will put some saint in your life to do the very same thing to you. Come on, the church is the only organization I know of in the world that eats its own. You think the political structure of this nation is rough? The way they slaughter people running for office on TV? The church is worse. The political structure of church has been terrible. We're the most unforgiving sometimes to our own brothers and sisters. Well, who do they think they are? Did you hear what that pastor did? Let's take him out and burn him to the stake. I mean, come on. Can I get a witness in here? Anybody understand what I'm talking about? That's the work of the devil to constantly keep reminding us of where we went wrong. And because he's always reminding us of where we went wrong, we stay in this place of constant crisis. Where we live in these crises of life. How many know John 10:10 says this? He said, religions, the systems of men, traditions have robbed and stolen and killed my people's faith. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day at 11:30 a.m. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount, or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
I'm talking about living in a life that overflows. A life that's not dysfunctional, despondent, discouraged, depressed. But a life of overflow. Number one. We hit this a little bit last week too. Number one, how many know you will never rise in life above your own belief system about who you are? Did you get that up there? You'll never rise in life above your own belief system about who you are. That's why it's so important to know who you are in Christ. It's in Christ that humanity and God have been able to come together. Christ is what connected us to heaven. It's in Christ, amen? If there was no Jesus, we would still be separated from God. We need to understand that when the Bible says that Jesus was 100% man and Jesus was 100% God, that in him, Jesus is where we are connected to God. He's our connection. Jesus is the bridge. He's how we identify with God. Come on, somebody. If Jesus weren't 100% God and 100% man, then man would never be in a relationship with God. We'd still be living in the life of Adam. Amen? God had a place to meet mankind face to face, and it was in Christ. God met us in Christ. Amen? The God and man, the two that could never be brought together, were made united in Christ. God united himself to mankind in Christ. There's no other way to access God except in Christ. It's in Christ. Buddha couldn't do it. You can't meditate your way to it. You can't reincarnate your way to it. It's only in Christ. I didn't write the book. I didn't say it. God said it. It's in Christ. Somebody say in Christ. Everything that pertains to a life of godliness, the way that we partake of God's divine nature, only is in Christ. There's no other way. Somebody shout, praise the Lord. Here's what Paul said. He said, you got to get the revelation of what happened. He said, listen, don't miss this. It takes a spirit of revelation to break off of your life the limiting belief systems that have been built up in your life that hold you bondage to identity crisis. You've got to have revelation. You've got to have truth. Without truth, you'll stay bound. Truth is the freeing thing. Truth is the liberating thing. That's what John 8:32 is all about. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you don't know and understand the truth, you cannot be free.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Christian Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Please call ahead and RSVP at 772-464-7012. And that number again is 772-464-7012.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Deeper relationship with God begins with getting deeper into His Word. Pastor Daryl Nelson and the congregation of Calvary Chapel of the Palm Beaches invite you to a deep exploration of God's Word, the Bible. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7. Call for directions to our new location at 561-433-4022 or log on to our website at ccpalmbeaches.com. Calvary Chapel of the Palm Beaches is proud to be a ministry partner of WCNO.